General Motors on safari. Here is adventure. Excitement. And danger. General Motors and their dealer organization throughout Southern Africa are proud to present another program in their current series, bringing you the African bushveld of today and yesterday in dramatized fact, fiction, and true life documentary. General Motors on safari.
My story tonight takes us into northern Rhodesia, to the papyrus swamps and the two rivers, Lulimala and Luapula, to the Serenge district, the home of the Sitatunga and the black lechwe, rare nocturnal animals who flee from man, the hunter, across the top of the tangled swamp vegetation, leaving their pursuer to sink and flounder. The junction of the two rivers, some of the most beautiful country in the world, and still relatively unspoiled, is the setting of a strange adventure. The year was 1949. James Warren was in Salisbury, southern Rhodesia at the time. His brother Harry had left Africa 2 years previously and had written no letters. A story of two brothers then, of a policeman and the country of the two rivers. The Golden Half Hunter. The rainy season was on its way. Hunting was over for a bit, and with a fat list of clients for the coming season, James Warren was inclined to take things easy for a while, and drinking gin at the Royal, playing billiards, reading, watching pretty women in Salisbury's fine streets, and drinking gin at the Royal. James was very happy, terribly at ease when Inspector Barry Peters found him.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Would I be disturbing your reverie too much if I joined you?
No, not at all. Have a seat.
Thanks. I've just come down from the Serenge region.
Up north. That's where I come from.
I know.
You know? jolly good, huh? That's our Matthew. And what'll it be?
That looks good.
That tastes good, too. Another one, Matthew. You said you knew I came from Serenge.
James Warren.
Fame. Now, there you are, you see. Better than being a film star, being a hunter.
Barry Peters. Inspector Barry Peters.
Inspector? Now, it wouldn't be the railways or a bus. I gather you're a policeman.
That's right.
Good. Now, your brother.
Any idea where he is?
Harry? Oh, you're looking for Harry. What's he done? Robbed a bank?
Yes.
Because she went...
Eh? You didn't know he was back here?
Harry? Back? Yeah, but what did you say about robbing a bank? Oh, I thought you were serious for a minute.
I was.
Well, I'm a bit...
Confused. Oh, that's my fault. You didn't know he was back in Rhodesia?
Well, Harry's in England. London, I should think.
No, northern Rhodesia. Somewhere around the Lulimala River area.
Harry? But... Well, we didn't part on very good terms, but I... Well, surely I'd know if...
Well, you didn't. He was seen 3 weeks ago, twice, by the same person. A man called Clark. No?
Ian Clark. Yes, the old boys. Do you see it? Look... What's this about a bank or something? Harry...
What'd I say? Harry Warren's robbed a bank. National and Commercial, Tower Square, City of London.
Oh, you're loopy.
Oh, thanks, Matthew.
On the old slate, if you don't mind.
Harry Warren only didn't stop at bank robbery. He shot and killed two people at the same time.
Inspector, Barry... killed? What Harry?
Report came through from London. Full details. I've been assigned to finding Harry Warren. He's been back in Africa 5 months. Up north for close on 5 weeks. The DC saw him. He passed through Tatan Chugar.
That's where Dad had the farm. We lived there.
He reckoned your brother was heading for the Serenji district, going up the river. I'm not much clued up on this part of the world. I've come to you.
Me? What the devil for?
I want your help in finding your brother. Clark said you'd know where to find him.
But the British police car, I mean that they can't roar off across the water. What I mean is not...
Oh, it's all tied up with Interpol. I'll explain fully if you wish, but I think you'd find it tedious. If you've any doubts, here, my credentials, pleasure.
No, that's all right. You tell me you're... Well, I mean, why should I disbelieve you? He's got plenty of dough. We both have. Dad left us enough to live well for the rest of our lives, aren't we? Darn it, you put me off my gin.
Well, I've been busy. Done a lot of research, seen a lot of people. The consensus of opinion is that you're the man who could help me find Harry Warren. And before you say anything, I must tell you that I can't force you to help. Nobody can. But we'll find him sooner or later. And you can help to prevent the exercise being prolonged, that's all.
Harry? Shot to? At who?
A night watchman and a young woman who was unlucky enough to get in the way of one of Warren's bullets. She was out posting a letter at the time. She lived in a small flat off Carlson Street. Oh, you probably don't know it.
It's a long time since I've been over there. Look, you want me to help track down Harry, always supposing he's up north, that is.
Oh, there's no doubt. Well, perhaps we may talk again tonight. Will you have dinner with me, and I can fill you in, as it were. I tell you all, everything I know. Harry Warren's a murderer. I'm sorry to have to tell you this.
I don't feel particularly stricken, if that's what you mean. Our brotherly devotion took a distinct plunge when... I better tell you about that when... dinner, okay, Inspector. Here, perhaps, at the Royal is pretty good.
7:30?
Yes, I'll book a table. Lots of time. Before Dad died, he showed me the watch. It was gold, a half hunter. Awfully valuable. But because Cecil Rhodes gave it to grandfather, it had a lot of sentimental value. And although I wasn't the eldest son, Dad said he wanted me to have it. Well, he popped off pretty suddenly, and there wasn't a will, which was typical of the old boy. Harry wanted to clear out of Rhodesia, wanted to leave Africa altogether. So we sold the house and all the land and split the proceeds two ways. Agreed on everything, except the watch. It's daft, really. But there was a pretty tremendous row. He insisted on having it and said he was the eldest son, all that guff. And I wouldn't give in. Finally, he calmed down, said, okay. We forgot about it. He was due to leave, I think it was about the middle of June. He shogged off end of April instead. He'd already had his money transferred to the UK, and he left. I went on a hunting trip, and he took the watch with him.
Why does he come back here, do you think?
Like you said, I suppose he knows it. You've already told me the hunt was on. Here, he'll be safe, I reckon.
Another thing. Away from England like this. It's different. But my duties... I'm armed.
You don't know the country. You'll sink in some bog or other. That'll be the end of you.
Have to take a chance, then, won't I? What I meant when I said I was armed, this. You come and we'll get him back alive. He'll stand trial, have every chance. Perhaps alone. If he's rough, Jimmy, I shan't throw a truncheon at him.
I see. And with me there with you, you reckon...
Harry Warren might possibly listen to you. You're his brother.
You know, the rainy season's almost here. It'll be messy.
Well, we'll phone London, if you like. Get all the information you can from the horse's mouth, so to speak. I've wired myself already. I'll do so again today. Let my superiors, Superintendent Cameron McKenzie, let them know I've met you and I'm proceeding to where I believe Harry Warren is. With you, if I can persuade you to come. If not on my own.
Inspector Peters and James Warren left a week later for Northern Rhodesia and the country of the two rivers. Their first call was Tuttenchugar, the little post where District Commissioner Clark had his headquarters. There they learned that Clark had indeed seen Harry Warren, had in fact chatted a while with him, being ignorant that there was a warrant out for his arrest. Harry had told Clark that he was bound for the papyrus swamps and planned to make a long hunting trip. He was looking for Sitatunga and Lechwe, hoped to try for record heads. Peters and Warren left Tuttenchugar 3 days before the rains and were on the broad green banks of the Lulimala when the weather broke. After 3 days, the weather broke again, and a morning dawned, hot and steamy. And the two men left the truck and crossed the river in a light canoe they brought from Salisbury. Once upon the other side, they journeyed onto the north, following the river's path towards the junction with the Luapula, where the shy black Lechwe and Nzoe or Sitatunga live. They were both hunters in a way. James, a hunter of animals for rich American clients, in season. The policeman, a hunter of men. For his job, there was no season. 5 more days of torrential rainfall. Five more days under a tent in conditions which were loathsome, to say the least.
Reckon you can take much more of this?
I can take anything I have to take in order to complete what I've come here for. We're just wandering, Jimmy. Are we heading anywhere special?
That to me, will you? One thing, we catch up with him. He's mine, you understand? I'll handle him. You keep out of it. He'll be in my care. And my care only till we get back to Tuttenchugar. He's my brother. I've no great love for him. He's done me no lasting harm. Except steal a golden half hunter from him.
He's stolen a life from me.
What was that?
What?
What you said just then?
I was... nothing. Why doesn't this blasted rain stop? Can't we shove on tomorrow, rain or no rain, to wherever you think he's gone to?
I don't think. I know. I know my brother. I know him well. When we were kids, he once burnt down a barn, playing the fool with matches and some petrol. Dad hit the roof and... next day he was gone. He'd taken his rifle and some grub and one of the dogs. He just vanished. We found him 2 weeks later at the Black Pool.
Black Pool?
It wasn't rainy season then. Stinking, ruddy hot. Mosquitoes as big as bluebottles. There was Harry with his little khaki tent. Dad cried with relief and then belted Harry round the chops. We all had a laugh. Then went back home.
You build barns up again. You can't bring people back to life, though.
Do you think I don't know that? I just repeat, you keep out of it once we find Harry. I'll talk to him. I'll arrange everything. Okay.
Okay. Blackpool. And you reckon he'll go on there again?
Turn in, I reckon. Just hope there's sun tomorrow and no rain.
Black Pool lay 27 miles to their nor-nor-east. It was a large lake, almost completely cut off from the main flow of the Lulimala, but fresh water did flow into it. The Black Pool. And close by it, that night sat a man, a white man, and another man, a black man. They were cooking for small water birds. The black man's name was Endara. The white man was
Harry Warren.
On and on and on and on. Bad Indara.
Yes, master.
Well, I'd pick you up again, eh? You drove me mad when I was last out this way. Nearly 4 years ago, that was. Remember, Indara?
Yes, master.
Liar. You're a liar, Indara. What are you?
A liar, master.
That's it, a liar. Haven't lost count of the time, Indara. Man mustn't do that. Not civilized. Even the darkest bush, the deepest thicket. Man must keep track of the time. Knows when to eat, then. How are the birds getting along? I saw your eyes on this watch, too, you old bag of bones. You'd probably slit my throat to get this, wouldn't you? One night. No more Harry Warren.
The white man drops his head down between his knees. His right hand clasps a rifle. He slumbers. Harry Warren had no plans. He'd only known that the best place in the world was Africa. And the best place in Africa, the country of the two rivers, close by Serengeti district, where as a boy he'd shot and dreamt and wandered. He was back there now. But he couldn't find the boy who had been himself. He had gone.
Oh, how'd you feel, Barry? Tired?
I reckon we might stop a bit now, eh? Just a while. I'll be okay in a jiffy. How far do you think?
To the pool. 5 miles, there, middle of the afternoon. And I suppose we'll see. Well, we shall see. And don't forget.
I shall not attempt to murder your brother, Mr. Warren.
There was a strange, intent look in the eye of Inspector Barry Peters. James noticed it, and soon a frown creased his brow as he thought on the whole affair. Peters' introduction, the news of Harry's London deeds, and their journey through the papyrus and near arrival at the Black Pool. Something was not right. Something that should have been very obvious. But James Warren couldn't place a finger upon what that thing was. The following morning, it did not rain.
Ready? Well, I feel fine now. Very fit.
You think it quiet?
You think that'll be...
Only one man would be stupid enough to come out here this time of the year.
Your brother. The whole of Africa to choose from, and yet you know where to find him. I must compliment you. Let's go.
Half a day, and they were looking down to the Black Pool. At first, they saw nothing. Then they saw the two small shelters. Then they saw a thin, old black man come out of the larger of the shelters. He disappeared through the stunted swamp trees. Peters and James Warren waited perhaps half an hour without speaking. The policeman was the first to break the silence.
Still out shooting?
I reckon... Hand us the pack.
James took a sheet of paper from the pack and wrote upon it.
I'm going down there. I'm going to leave this on top of his stuff. He'll find it as soon as he comes in. I've told him we're here and watching him. This way, there'll be less chance of anything stupid happening. He won't try to run if he knows he's covered. And no accidents will happen.
He made his way carefully down to the shelters by the swamp, disappeared into the living shelter, and then reappeared a few minutes later, climbed back to where the policeman lay hidden, and crouched beside him.
What do you think he'll do?
Nothing he can do. He'll come back, go into the shelter, find the note. He'll come out again. We'll go down then, and you can make your arrest, Mr. Policeman. But don't forget... I won't say it again.
Don't. You don't seem to have much respect for the methods of it.
No time to discuss respect now. There he is.
And below, Harry Warren walked slowly across the small clearing from the trees, his rifle in his hands. He went into the shelter. It was 10 minutes before Harry Warren came out again. And then James stood up.
Harry! Harry! We're coming down to see you!
Why? You bank it. Shooting it. But what for? You've always had money.
Money? In Britain, my half of the family fortune lasted precisely 2 years, little brother. I was broke in no time at all. It was no use asking you for a sub, so I tried other ways. Now, my little brother comes gunning for me with a big policeman. How's that for family?
I've come because someone would have come sooner or later, and I was scared.
At that moment, Endara appeared. For a moment, he was frightened, and then Harry Warren spoke softly to him, and the little old man went into the smaller shelter and made the fire ready. He began to prepare a meal. Morning dawned, the morning they planned to make the backward trip. It began without any great event, other than the disappearance of the little black man, Endara.
Maybe Endara just doesn't like policemen. Maybe he's just leaving a sinking ship. He feels I won't be around in Tatantugar long enough to pay him his wages.
Harry Warren's right hand slowly felt inside his tunic pocket where the gold half-hunter that had belonged to Cecil Rhodes and his grandfather, his own father, and finally to him, had lain for so long. It had gone. He said nothing. The three men broke camp and left the Black Pool. At that same moment, Endara, already 8 miles to the south, was crossing the Lulimala River. He was a rich man. He was halfway across the river when the croc took him. Exit, one of the quartet who played out a drama in the country of the two rivers. Another member of that quartet began his penultimate act soliloquy towards noon, 4 miles away from Endara's last sight of day.
Okay, rest here. Get out the grub, Barry. Sit down, Harry.
You seem disturbed, brother dear. Conscience worrying you.
No.
I want to get back to the boat.
Look out! What? Judge me still! Get up, Peter. Gun down, Warren. Gun down now, and I'll see what I can do for you. This way, you've had it.
Check your rifle over here, Jimmy. Collect Mr. Detective Inspector Peters over too.
Slowly. It won't do you any good, Harry.
Better to... Come on! Quick! I'm saying goodbye now, Jimmy. And to you, Mr. Peters, or whatever you are really.
Fine.
No, Peters!
Harry, you...
You've got medical supplies packed them up, Jimmy. I'd rather have shot a really big lechwe, but I didn't have any choice, did I? Don't follow me!
Peters wasn't hit badly. The two men made it back to the canoe in 3 days. Across the river, the locked truck yielded the three hunting rifles they'd left behind. Once more across the Lulimala, they again went south.
You can always quit, Mr. Warren. I'll go on alone.
We've got the whole of Rhodesia to look for him in now.
As I said, you can always quit.
I'll stick. He's my brother. I don't want his head blown off, but... What did he mean when he said... Mr. Peters, or whatever you are, really.
My name's Feltham. I've never been near Scotland Yard in my life. If you weren't such a backwoods boy, you'd know something about the laws of extradition. I didn't think my story would last as long as it did.
Feltham, but who?
A lady who went to post a letter the night Harry Warren tried to break the national and commercial. It was my wife. I should have killed him the moment we caught up with him. But I began to have a conscience. You'll hang, all right. I thought that'd be good enough. I've no time for the police, Mr. Warren. Without me, Harry Warren will never be taken.
He killed your wife?
She died in my arms. If it takes the rest of my life, if I have to turn over every rock, look behind every bush on this blasted continent, I understand. Let's go and find him, Mr. Warren. There's only a few thousand square miles he can hide in.
And it was here that fate played her strangest hand. For close on 2 months, the policeman who never was and Harry's brother combed the country of the two rivers for the killer. They ran circles. The older brother ran before them, peculiarly exalted by the game. For the second or third time, they came back to the place where Endara had met his death quietly in a swirl of river water. It was morning, early morning. Breaking through the trees, meaning to shoot water birds for the pot, they became aware of a commotion on the opposite bank. Galechwe struggled for its life. A 15-foot crocodile, its jaws clamped tight upon the creature's nose. The lechwe was losing ground fast when James Warren's bullet hit the croc twice in the spine.
Warren! If your brother's anywhere, he'll hear. Warren!
And the third shot dropped the lechwe. The crocodile, half-floating, half-sinking in shallow water, was dragged ashore by the two men. They made camp and skinned the reptile, whilst discussing their plans for the continuation of the hunt for Harry Warren. The stomach of the crocodile revealed several grisly secrets. Splintered human bone and a golden half-hunter pocket watch.
I'm sorry that it stinks too much. We'll beat it back to Tatanchugar.
Oh. That's that, then. The croc got him.
The croc got him.
He knew the danger of these rivers!
The kiddie. Let's go.
Poor Indara. For so long he had coveted the watch that was once the property of the great Cecil Rhodes. He had owned it for less than a day, and the next owner had kept it deep within the river for 2 months and more. Many miles to the south, Harry Warren travelled fast toward southern Rhodesia. Unlike the best of fiction, in which the criminal always gets his deserts, the law never caught up with him.
Join us again next week for another story of the African bushveld. It might be fact, it might be fiction, in General Motors on Safari. Brought to you by General Motors South African, manufacturers of Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Acadian, Beaumont, Vauxhall, Opel, Holden, Bedford, and GMC Motor Vehicles.